We are joined by a linebacker for the Bengals. He had 6 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss. He had an INT, and he had a pass defensed in Sunday's win. He is 2nd in the NFL in interceptions, 53 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss. He's got a sack. He's got 4 picks and 4 passes defense this season. He was a 2-time all-conference player at Wyoming. He was the 65th pick overall in 2020. Cincinnati is 4-2, and they're 2nd in their division. They're playing for 1st. They're at Baltimore Sunday. That is a CBS game. Logan Wilson is my guest. Logan, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate the visit. You got a big one coming up. Let me first ask you about the game against Detroit first, if you don't mind. You were coming off a game where maybe the team was not at its very best, but you still win by 23. What's it say about this group that you can go out on the road, handle business like that, and not even on your best day, still win like that?
Yeah, I think any win you can get on the road is a big one, especially in this league. You know, it's the saying goes, any given Sunday. So we knew that. And we wanted to bounce back after that tough loss to the Packers. So, you know, we're a resilient team, and we just got a bunch of guys that are hungry to continue to work hard. And, you know, we had a great week of practice, and then when we went there and did what we were supposed to do in Detroit. So it was definitely good to end the week with a win.
Logan Wilson joining us. All right, so on 2nd and 20 in the first quarter, I mentioned you've got 4 interceptions. You got your 4th one. It was a great, great play. What did you see as the ball was in the air, and then you ripped it out?
Shoot, I was just running with the receiver down the field. I didn't turn and look for the ball. Our safety Von Bell came over, also got in on the play and helped dislodge the ball out. And you know, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
See, Logan, your linebacker coach Al Golden has made the point that you're playing so much faster this year because of the experience you have now. He also said that you are clearly a third down linebacker, and there aren't very many of them in the league. How much pride do you take in that role as a guy that plays 3 downs?
Oh, I take a lot of pride in it. A lot of that, you know, attributes to, I think, growing up my whole life playing football, I had never played linebacker. I was a defensive back my whole career until I got to the University of Wyoming, where Coach Bull decided to move me there. So I kind of used the, I'd say, my past background to my advantage, and I take big pride in being able to stay on the field for all 3 downs.
All right, so that was back in the summer of 2015. He said to you, you know what, I think I want to move you to linebacker. And as you pointed out, you really had no experience or very little experience at that spot. So what was your reaction when he first broached the subject with you?
Yeah, I wasn't very sure of it at the time, but I've always been a team first guy, and I understood that, you know, that's what he thought was best to help benefit our team moving forward, and so it was a no brainer for me. It obviously took some time to adjust, but you know, that whole year that I redshirted, I was playing on scout team as a linebacker, so I kind of got used to the physicality nature of it in a sense. Obviously, didn't get to run our scheme as much, but. That kind of helped, and then, you know, the rest is history. So
Logan Wilson joining us. Hey, never mind not playing linebacker. I mean, the fact of the matter is, initially, you weren't playing much football. The story goes that when you were young, you played soccer, but then you started hanging out with some kids who were really into football, including the son of a high school football coach. So when did you first start thinking seriously about and focusing on football?
Oh, man. You know, I think it was, would have been 3rd grade. Was when I started playing like flag football, but I never really wanted to play tackle football. I was just nervous about it. I don't know exactly what my reasoning was, but I ended up giving it a shot, and you know, just really liked it, and then just kind of took it, I don't know, like year by year, and grew up with some friends that, you know, helped me enjoy the game. And I had a lot of great people, a lot of great support system, you know, throughout my whole career. And it's just, I think it's just built on that.
We're talking to Logan Wilson. I'm jumping around on topics, but it's all really interesting to me. Like Craig Bohl, when he took over as head coach at Wyoming, he made recruiting in-state players a priority. So what did it mean to you to receive an offer from him and to get that chance to play there?
I mean, that was huge. For me, that was my dream school. That's where I wanted to play. And I know a lot of other Wyoming kids would say the same thing. You know, for us in Wyoming, that's our professional sports team, because it's the only 4-year in-state university. And so when Wyoming kids, you know, get an opportunity to go represent that brown and gold, it's a no-brainer for them. And obviously I'm very thankful and humbled that Coach Bull gave me that opportunity, and I just kind of took it and ran with it.
We're talking Bengal football. Logan Wilson is joining us. Now, earlier in the season, Joe Burrow was talking about the elite level that you're playing at right now. This is what Joe said about you, quote, "He's a guy that you love to have on your team and you would hate to play against. When he's in zone coverage, he reads the quarterback's eyes better than anybody," end of quote. So I'm curious about that skill, the ability to read a quarterback's eyes. Where does that come from? Is that film study or is that something else?
I mean, obviously, there's only so much film study you can do. You know, obviously, the great quarterbacks have different ways of doing, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think a lot of it is just, like I said earlier, attributes to me basically playing defensive back my whole life. I know I was a safety, and then I got moved to corner like my junior and senior year of high school. So I've been a defensive back, and I also played on offense at receiver in terms of like understanding ball skills and stuff like that. So I think it's just a combination of a lot of different things, truthfully.
You know, see, I get this, Logan, but it seems like not everybody sees it that way. For instance, your teammate Mike Hilton, he thinks that you've got some kind of secret juice. like he wants to know what it is, and he rattles off all these things that you do, like you go to bed at 9:30, you hit the Norman Tech every single night, and that you've got some sort of secret or a secret juice. I mean, what is the secret? What's the juice?
I wish I could have pinpointed that, but you know, I just think I've always prided myself in doing the little things right, because those are what make up the big things. And those little things that you just mentioned, that Mike had mentioned on the sideline of the Pittsburgh game, are all things I actually do. I don't know if he actually knew that, but it was just funny. He was joking about that, and like getting the Norma text at home, going to bed at 9:30, just doing all the little things right, I think, is kind of, I guess you could say, is my recipe.
All right, so what that's led to, among other things, is you've got the green dot on your helmet. Teammates have talked about how they appreciate you as a leader. How do you like being in that role, and then how did you ascend to that spot so quickly in your NFL career?
You know, I think I'm more comfortable in this, in the fact that I had done something very similar to it when my freshman year of at the University of Wyoming. When I was redshirting, or my redshirt freshman season, I was able to play next to a Mike linebacker named Lucas Waka. And so I was an outside backer, and so I kind of got to, you know, learn the ropes and kind of see how he ran the defense at Mike. And then the following year I took over as a Mike linebacker, and that was kind of the same situation here. I got to learn under Josh Bynes, who's now with the Ravens, and he's been in the league for, I think, 10 years now. So he knows a lot of football, and he's very good at what he does. And so I had an opportunity to kind of learn under him and see how he ran the defense, and then just kind of, you know, pick up his keys and just keep moving forward.
We're talking Logan Wilson for a couple of more moments. You mentioned the Ravens, so they're all big, right? But this one especially, you've got Baltimore coming up this weekend. You were recently talking about Lamar Jackson and his added threat as a runner. As a linebacker, how do you go about preparing to face Jackson?
You know, I think that task is always easier said than done. You know, he's one of the He's, in my opinion, the best dual threat quarterback there is in the National Football League. There's just things that he can do. You know, there's a difference between playing mobile quarterbacks, and then there's guys that are just dangerous with the ball in their hands at all times. And he's the key to their success. And so we're always going to have our hands full playing him. You know, obviously we have a lot of respect for him, what he's done. He's always in the MVP race every season, and you know, we're going to have our hands full, but it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Logan, you just made the point, and you said it right off the very top. He's a dual threat. That's the phrase you use, dual threat. After you talked about his ability as a runner, some folks seem to think that you were knocking him as a passer and as a quarterback.
Yeah.
How frustrating was that for you?
I mean, it was definitely frustrating, because that's not me. Anyone who knows who me as a person, that's nothing I would ever say. I would never disrespect someone like that. Everyone knows what he's done in this league, and it's very, very, very impressive. And like I said, he's very tough to bring down at all times. I was just trying to credit him as his gift with his gifts as a runner, because he can make people miss like none other. So he's very good at what he does.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question like that, because I've known you as a person for 7 minutes, and that does not sound like something you would say. And that's not what you said when you say he's a dual threat. So let me ask you this finally. Bengal fans have been through a lot over the years. When you take a step back and you look at where you are and where that team is at this point in the season, how bright is the future, not only for this year, but for years to come for this franchise?
You know, I think for the most part, I think we've got guys, really good guys in this system, you know, and with the staff and guys on this team. And, you know, we're just – right now we're just taking it one day at a time, truthfully. Obviously, you guys want to see – I think we got, you know, very good young players that we'll hopefully have for years to come. But right now we're just kind of living in the here and now, taking this one day, one week at a time, and focus on the Ravens this week.
It's working as well, too. 4-2, second in the division. Big game at Baltimore on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. And linebacker Logan Wilson, my guest. Logan, I really appreciate the time and the conversation. Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Logan. Thank you. Good player, man. Good player. And I'm having a lot of fun talking Bengal football. We have not been able to talk Bengal football in a few years. And now we have a reason to do so. As I mentioned, they're 4-2, and they could be 5-1. Had a couple of missed kicks against Green Bay, so they're tough.